This ad is brought to you by 442 Studios. Artist, are you tired of paying top dollar for studio time? Booking a session with an engineer that has all the equipment, all of the state-of-the-art equipment that he has to make your song sound better, but he has no idea of what he's doing. You go in there, you record your song, and you get done, you excited, and you go to play your song in your car. And when you hear it, it sound like you just recorded it off a Walmart intercom system. Ain't that about a bitch? Well, if you tired of that shit, bring your ass to 442 Studios, where we got top quality service, top quality engineers that love to do what they do. I'm telling you, your shit will sound like you ready to perform at an arena. 442 Studios, that's the number 442 Studios. Follow them on all platforms. We're based in Atlanta, Georgia. Let's go.
Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me, me. Motherfuck the big D. Motherfuck the big D. Motherfee, motherfee, motherfee. Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me, nigga. Boom. What? I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Nigga, Prince outlived Mike Jack. Nigga, boom. For all your dogs getting buried, that's a K with all these nines. He gon' see Pet Cemetery, nigga.
Let's go. It's your boy DJ E Bugatti. Welcome back to the Off the Meter podcast. Man, appreciate y'all joining me today. I'm just gonna do a quick little recap about what happened on Friday. For those who don't know, Metro Boomin and Future just dropped a new album called We Don't Trust You. And they got a song on that called Like That. And man, when I was listening to it and I didn't know the feature was going to be K-Dot. Yes, D. Kendrick Lamar is on that song. And guess who he's coming at? Now, if you've been paying attention to hip hop like I do, just music in general, man, I'm telling you, we need this, man. We need this at this moment. I feel like we need this competition. Bring back these bars, bring back some more excitement to the industry, because we need that, man. Listen, shout out to all my women out there killing it. Shout out to the Sexy Reds. Shout out to the Glorillas. Shout out to the Lottos. Shout out to Cardi B. Shout out to Flo Millie. I'm talking about all these women that are putting pressure, applying pressure. We appreciate y'all, man. But my dogs, I need that music back. Nah, this is not a diss to nobody, but I can't be riding around in my car listening to no Sexy Red, bro. It just don't look right. But Sexy Red do got some bangers. And all the artists I just mentioned got bangers. But me just being a man and me just being so heterosexual, would I play in the club as a DJ? Yes. Do I love the music? Yes. Would I bump it at a red light? You know what I'm saying? Going crazy? No. Because it don't look right for me. I'm just a macho man, bro. I don't know. But shout out to them for real. But let's get right back to it. Kendrick Lamar dissing Drake and J. Cole, bro. As y'all can hear on the intro, he said, F the big three. F the big three, nigga, I'm big me. You feel me? So, yeah, shots have been thrown. I'm just excited to see what the reply is going to be from Drake and J. Cole. Now, I am a fan of J. Cole. I love his music. You know what I'm saying? He been killing it on the features and just him doing his thing. You feel me? Drake got bars too. But I feel like lately Drake just been putting all the young niggas on, just damn doing his thing type shit. You know what I'm saying? But y'all know Drake got bars. Let's not sit here and act like Drake ain't got bars, bro. Stop playing with Drake. That's Drake. You know what I'm saying? Drake got them bars. So I'm definitely excited for the hip hop community, man. We need this, man. It's been way too long. We need to ruffle a couple feathers. You know what I'm saying? It's just friendly competition. As we all know, hip hop is just a sport amongst all different types of MCs. So right now, this is much needed. Do y'all agree? Let the church say amen. Amen. Let's get it. Man, look, this is just a friendly recap, man. I'm just doing some recap, man. Like I said, but y'all stay tuned, bro. Stay tuned, because I got some more episodes I've been putting in work behind the scenes. I've been talking to different artists. I've been trying to come up with different ideas for my podcast. So please stay tuned. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss the interviews I got coming up, the people I got coming up. It's more than just entertainment I'm doing, y'all. So I'm going to have a couple of different guest appearances that come on the podcast to talk about entrepreneurship. Community leaders are coming up to the show to pull up and talk about what they got going to, you know, to be service for the people type thing. You know what I'm saying? Just different things, man. So it's more than just entertainment. At times I do want to get serious and really, give back and really get some people that are really, really doing some positive things. Not saying the artists that pull up to the show ain't doing positive things, which they are, but I'm just saying, I just don't want to be just set out at just one little, you know what I'm saying? I want to be everywhere with it type thing, if that makes sense. But yeah, I just really want to show love to everybody that's doing it type thing. Whatever they doing in a positive way, I'm definitely going to have them pull up to the show. But yeah, y'all stay tuned. I got some more interviews coming. I got some excitement coming. I got, it's going to be a crazy summer. But are you excited for the hip-hop game right now? Because I am. Because Kendrick Lamar is definitely ruffling some feathers. And man, I'm telling you, man, he about to go crazy. And I just can't wait to see what's going to happen. Where you at, Drizzy? Where you at, J. Cole? You know what I'm saying? Holla at your boy. It's your boy, DJ E. Bugatti. Follow me on all platforms at DJ E. Bugatti _ATL. Yes, sir. It's the Off The Meter Podcast, and I'm gone!
Swag off the meter. Drinking champagne by the leader. She texts me, and I ain't even read it. Tell a dealership the top, I don't need it, My swag off the meter. Drinking champagne by the leader. She texts me and I ain't even read it. Tell a dealership the top, I don't need it, Yeah, the top, I don't need it. My bank account full, cause I'm feeding.